there. Sizzle and Scotty coming at you with our fantastic recipe. And man, when I am chilling and grilling, I love a little bourbon just to get me through the adventure of grilling. Now, one thing is, bourbon is a great recipe ingredient for barbecue sauce. I've got a great peach bourbon barbecue sauce for you today. Let's jump right in. We're going to use 1 teaspoon of neutral oil, like canola oil, 2 teaspoons of minced garlic, 1.5 teaspoons of ancho chili powder, 2 teaspoons of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground mustard. We're going to use 4 cups of fresh diced peaches, and that's about 6 medium peaches. We're going to use 1/3 of a cup of bourbon. Use your favorite bourbon here because if you're going to drink it, it's great to cook with. We're going to use 1 cup of no salt added ketchup. Believe it or not, you can get that in your condiment aisle. 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1/3 of a cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and we're going to use 1/2 cup of water. Now, in a large saucepan over medium heat, add the oil and heat for about 30 seconds. Add the garlic, the chili powder, the paprika, and the mustard, and stir until fragrant, about 30 seconds. At this point, we're going to add the diced peaches and toss to combine with the other spices. Add the bourbon and bring the mixture to a simmer, stirring frequently. At this point, add the ketchup, the vinegar, the Worcestershire sauce, the sugar, and the salt and pepper. Stir that up to combine. Bring this mixture to a low boil over medium heat, making sure to stir consistently. Reduce it to a simmer and let that cook again, stirring frequently until those peaches really start to get cooked and almost jammy and tender, about 15 minutes. At this point, the mixture should have reduced by a third and it should coat the back of your spoon when stirred. Remove the sauce from the heat and cool. Use an immersion blender or a regular blender to carefully puree the sauce until smooth. Add the water as needed to get to that desired consistency. I like it slightly thinner than store-bought barbecue because this is really going to stick to just about anything you've got. Wings, chicken, shrimp, pork. Anything. It's oh so good. After this is cooled, it'll last for about a month in your fridge. I don't think it'll last that long. You can find this awesome Peach Bourbon Barbecue Sauce podcast at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.